This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Armaes, MD. Sharon Armaes, MD of CardiCare Associates. Please use my letterhead. The date of the dictation is 2/11/22. The name of the patient is Ahuva Shulman. Last name, Shulman, S-C-H-U-L-M-A-N. First name, Ahuva, A-H-U-V-A. This is a tremolo excise stress test. File EST space Shulman space A. Tremolo excise stress test, date of examination, 2/11/22, referring physician Rosie Joseph, MD, performing physician Sharon Armaes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 57-year-old female with inappropriate tachycardia. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, period, VPC noted on monitor. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 100 over 70, baseline heart rate, 80 beats per minute. New paragraph, the patient underwent tremolo excise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 10 minutes, semicolon 1 minute to stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 155, parentheses 95%, maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient under blood pressure of 140 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 21700, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced shortness of breath only at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an initial failure of blood pressure to rise. With stress, but with a normal blood pressure rise at peak stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise despite her history of inappropriate tachycardia. The patient had a final blood pressure of 100 over 70 and a heart rate of 89 at the end of the recovery period. There were no VPCs noted during the test and no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion, tremolo excise stress test to 95% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period and only experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Three, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets, significantly improved from her prior stress test. Four, the patient had a low normal blood pressure with failure a low normal baseline blood pressure with failure of blood pressure to rise until the last stage of stress, but with a normal blood pressure response by the end of the stress test. The patient had no inappropriate tachycardia during the test with a normal heart rate response to exercise. Five, there were no VPCs during the test. Five, there was a VPC noted at baseline, but no VPCs during stress. And there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD.